This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm in the kitchen. The pan's hot. We're inventing new hamburgers from eggs and grass and stuff and putting everything in the pan, and the pot's boiling, and we're using that for hamburgers too.
Egg, buns, grass, patty,
and
new
exactly,
hamburger.
Exactly, new hamburger.
And is this how my sound is supposed to be doing?
Is it what do you want it to do?
I did it myself.
And I'm in the kitchen, and the kitchen's hot as hell too, and we're hot boxing it with hamburger juice.
Hamburger.
And smoke. And it's me, it's Morgan.
Ah, yes. Morgan. And so many things, like so many like stories coming to mind.
Of course. And please feel free to tell them all.
Morgan Grinder.
Yes. Morgan Grinder, famous performer. Uh-huh. And also the grinding skills came in handy for grinding up the eggs to make the new...
Well,
and grinding the grass.
His hand is always doing that.
Yes. And so you
always
just put him in front of the meat grinder and put eggs in and make it a bun and make grass the patty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and spices.
Grind the eggs. Yeah.
I mean, grind I don't... Spice. Obviously, it's a proprietary spice bun. Blend.
Spice bun.
Egg garnish, grass patty, new burger number two. And so we do this all the time. And actually, we have a guest. Do you want to talk to her? Do you want to keep talking about this?
Do you have another hamburger idea?
Well, this was what was so
could
fun
be weird
about
to,
working with Morgan.
Here's what I think could be weird. We introduce our guest, and then suddenly you have another hamburger idea.
If I come up with one then. Do you want to give me, and excuse me, so sorry, but obviously it's for the best for the show. Do you want to give me a couple of minutes to just think?
Quiet minutes?
Completely silent, and I will decide on, is this a burger?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. No. That could work. Never mind. Burger. Come on, burger. Think about it. No, stupid. You stupid idiot. That's not a burger. I have it. The counter is the bun.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the in Hollywood.
Ah.
I'm so excited to welcome Megan, who, can I just say how respectful you are? Because so many people come on the show and we are actually trying to have a nice conversation, and then it's like...
And sometimes we need a few minutes.
Well, I'm going to be honest.
It's the
me
show, but you...
I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all are speaking a different language. Y'all are speaking a different language to me, because I would have interrupted by him going, okay, burger, we're not at Wendy's.
you know? So that's really interesting.
This really is the opposite.
Let's talk about that.
Of what I often hear, which is, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Well, you know, I'm going, I don't see fries, I don't see a shake. To be honest, I'm a little pissed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought I was coming into
speak on that.
When people are saying this is an idea for a hamburger, usually it's true. You are at Wendy's.
You're at Wendy's. Yeah. Nine times out of ten, you're at Wendy's.
I'm not wondering about, you didn't see me coming in. Oh, pizza. Yeah.
No,
you did.
It's true.
No, you did. But you did say
you
that.
You said that. Yeah.
It's a weird example because you did say
you said that,
but
I couldn't see you. You
different.
Were ducked down behind the counter.
You were yelling at me right away. Basically strapped me in a chair and said,
"So this is so
hell.
Interesting. I really was really
welcome
wanted
to, hell
to talk
the
about
two white devils.
How
well,
respectful.
Hang on.
Okay. First of all, we're not the two white devils. We are a white devils. A
couple of menaces.
Mm-hmm. And and we can maybe reset because maybe you had bottled up, maybe you had used some of your being respectful.
When I thought this was going to be a movie maybe set you or wasted something. It. Hollywood Handbook.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I thought that was a new...
And ultimately, okay. We thought it was going to be two. But here we are in year six or seven, and it has remained a, you know, Engineer Brett's
Netflix hasn't asked
yard.
About it. Netflix hasn't asked about it.
We've heard
there's
from people
been whispers.
Who have asked them. We haven't talked to them.
Mm. No, we don't have a direct line to them, yeah. Which is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Did you spell something? I got him on speed dial. I'm not kidding you. You know how Sprint makes you pick one number that you can call right away?
Your yeah. direct connect?
Yeah, that's yeah. mine.
Goes to Netflix?
And they call me all the time, oh, God, we got to get you in the studio.
Wow.
And it's a studio.
It's just, I guess, yeah.
They have to get you in the studio.
They got
to
get... They
and
said,
what are you doing when you get in there?
Well, these test shots of different... Oh, you know, I go there. Oh, let's do a test shot. Okay.
Have you looked at a shot list?
A shot list. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a shot list yet?
Oh, yeah. 42. And then they'll go, well, let's do a couple more. And I go, well, I've got a lunch meeting. For God's sake, I got to get out of here.
And they did a storyboard about you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh.
They would.
What happened?
And they're drawing you?
Well, they've been drawing me for a long time. More before I even became a performer, they've been drawing me. I actually walked in. There's pictures of me all over Netflix building in the studio. And I said, well, I didn't know how you knew what I
looked
like.
That's got to be disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that.
It's flattering, but it's also got to be a little bit disconcerting.
Well, you don't know the other pictures that are up there, do you, Dud? Do you,
and
dude?
My name's Dud. I know one of the other pictures that's up there.
What is it?
It's Kurt Russell as Santa.
Mm-hmm.
He's been Santa
blown
in the
up.
Santa Man Chronicles. Yes.
Blown up big.
It's huge as hell. It's honestly too big.
So you've been into the Netflix. So
I've
you're
alive.
You're alive.
It's a new
that
golf course.
Outside.
Netflix lobby's new golf course. It's where you have contacts.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you make relationships.
Networking, honey. That's what my tattoo says on my ass. Mm-hmm. Networking.
I've been outside and I'm allowed to be outside and I was there. And actually, I have worked with Netflix. I don't mm-hmm. always talk about it, but I was the backup boom operator for the video where Jerry from Cheer had to mat talk the Netflix employees as they came to work.
Well, I heard a big
and
rumor
goes,
you
yes!
were.
Yes!
So you
go
were just
work!
So you were just about to say that you heard that he wasn't. And then,
I heard a big rumor you weren't allowed
well,
outside.
Well, he just told you what happened in it. So how would I have known that?
Well, I don't know. I can't.
That Jerry from Cheer was Matt talking to Netflix employees as they arrive to work and they're getting into the building.
And I am actually having flat Stanley surgery, so I am able to those plastic barriers that. Come out when you are trying to get into the main part of the Netflix building,
yes.
I will be able to go sideways and pass through them without even touching them.
Well, that's something I've been trying to work out doing that too. But
Stanley surgery?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy.
They too told me
it's easy to do. It's just like it's a long wait list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I've been on it since August or 42.
August of 42.
Mm-hmm. And they keep calling. I don't want to talk about it, to be honest. I told you guys. Well
you
producer,
brought it up.
Hello, I'm waving at you. I told you to tell them not to bring that up.
Guys.
What else did you talk about?
Yeah, what's on this? I see you have a huge notebook.
I have a lot of stuff I don't want to talk
and
about.
And he never passes any of this along. It's always just like, here's this.
Really?
Here's doing this today. Every single day is this.
He's a, yeah.
Here you go.
Ask for forgiveness, not for permission.
Well, I don't want to talk about SNL.
Into the shark pit. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
I don't want to talk about SNL, that's for sure. And I don't want to talk about
oral
sex.
Okay, well, that was
going to
be our whole entire idea. Not oral sex.
You forgot your chum.
Just SNL, we were not going to talk about the other stuff.
You forgot your chum t-shirt as I put you in the shark pit, Kevin says. We're going to talk about SNL, you have to.
Well, okay, fine. That's what I really want to be doing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do something
funny as hell.
You know, I want
get on SNL.
A lot of characters I want to do. The sleepy toll booth worker, the barista that spills things. I'm trying to get up there. I don't want to talk about it though.
Imagine the sound they would do. Or so really the most important thing when the sketch begins for sleepy toll booth worker,
yeah.
They do like a
I'm laughing already. They do like a, it's a funny sketch.
The sound would be like, and then you would say, be saying goodbye to somebody before they showed up. And what's that?
Well, it's kind of like, oh, goodbye. And then you're already sleeping. I actually can't do it because I'll start getting the giggles.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, that's what Fallon made a whole career out of that.
That I could see being a movie like Night at the Roxbury.
Sleepy Toll Booth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you can.
Yeah, I can see it.
Why is that little the little in your voice?
Because I think I could see it being a movie, but not with you.
Yeah, that's what I got from it. I don't want to. Are you allowed to curse on this podcast?
Dude, like, absolutely.
We say some of the nastiest shit.
Okay, well, you're being a rat. Yeah, sure.
Okay, and so, like, you are allowed to curse for sure, but not, like, in a way that is...
Not negative at me.
Okay. Yeah, that is, like, antagonizing people.
I feel like you'd be good at being a brat, then.
Thank you. I accept the compliment on my acting.
So, Megan, it's so interesting that you said that you thought that this was a movie or TV show, because that's also what I thought you were doing as well.
Oh.
But it actually turns out that that is not... movie or a TV show.
I have a movie coming out.
Okay, but that's not what I'm... But I'm talking about the stuff
that actually
exists that I have seen.
I have a movie out.
Okay.
Okay, describe the movie.
Let's talk about that for 1 second, and then we move on to the thing that we actually do want to talk about today.
Okay, so the movie...
We have a show.
It's called Everybody Loves It. Kid, Don't You Think? And it's kind of about this woman who is having a relationship with her husband, but she's not. And you know what that's like, you're connect. So she go, well, then it's, and it takes place in Portland, in all the way in Nebraska.
Ah.
And she has, oh God.
And this is a Blumhouse film? Mm-hmm. It's Bloomberg's Blumhouse Chiggle?
Yes. So you've heard of it.
Was there a K in the title?
Well, it's, well, God, you two don't listen, do you?
No, well, I think I'm listening very closely, and I thought you just said a K.
It's called, oh, God, do you even think about it?
That's completely different than the original title.
Well, no, it's not. It's called, you gotta be kidding me. They're here at dinner. That's the movie title. They're here at dinner? You know. It's one of those big posters. There's a bunch of stuff on it. And so I can't always remember what all the words are.
Yes,
like
I've noticed this. Okay. And which part
is new?
Which part is the title?
These posters.
Well,
which are the guys? And sometimes it's the same.
They're a scourge.
Exactly. The pictures of me. You know how you ever seen somebody really hot sitting on the back of a chair? Like they're about to do a striptease?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of the. So you. Well, I've it's a podcast, but imagine me straddling a chair and looking kind of backwards.
At the chair?
Know. Well, I'm looking back at the camera going, you don't know. You don't What's know. The
but there's a doing? Lot more stuff on there, too.
And then there's a lot of words and different background colors. And
anybody else? Any other people?
There's a couple of people in the background.
Yeah.
There's a...
Who are we thinking? Who are we bringing in for this?
So basically, they've already done it, but there's have you ever seen those posters? There's a door and there's three heads sticking out.
Yeah.
So that's behind me and there's three little heads sticking out. And there are different heads and different people involved. And then I'm straddling the chair and it's kind of like, oh, guess what? Well, the title of the movie is Guess
What's
Happening.
And the people are a secret or
what? Who are the people?
Just sort of backgrounds. I'm the main girl and then there's sort of background people in it that could be my kids or partners or.
But what are they?
They're people I work with.
They could be your kids or your partners.
Different posters there. I can't really tell, you know. I can't remember everybody.
Collecting collectors. Mm-hmm. You collect the different ones? Is that what you're saying? Different
collect
posters?
Them all. It's like McDonald's, Monopoly.
Oh. Mm. And that's people talking about this now because of something? I don't know.
Yes. No, it's true. And it's funny because when we were talking about Wendy's earlier, and I was thinking, what about McDonald's? Something's happening with that.
Something bad is?
Yes.
And I smashed another thing.
And what is wrong with you today?
I collected all these shells on the way over here.
We have this guest who we just found out was in a movie.
Just found out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't know the title before.
So you didn't you don't look up your guests.
I didn't know any of the titles.
Before they come in.
Well, this is a thing. Kevin is always like
it's secret.
Today just come in and then the door opens. Mm-hmm. And here it is. Now today you're doing this.
So you know about my book then. My book series. No,
and for one second, please,
we have an idea for a show. Get the book, get that done, mm-hmm. so we can move on. Mm-hmm. Brett, cut out the book stuff afterwards.
You're going to want to keep the book stuff, I think.
We'll keep one part of it.
Mm-hmm. You got 1 minute, so
it's basically a series of encyclopedias, but there are more storybooks in between, and it's called What Have I Been Thinking About?
In between?
So the title's What Have I Been Thinking About during my day.
What is in between? Like, what are the stories in between?
So it will come up with a word, you know.
Okay.
Everybody's having a waterfall fight.
Which word? What's the word? This is just like an idea. Everybody.
Okay. This is of everybody.
In the encyclopedia entry, it says the word everybody, and then it says
having a waterfall fight.
It's like an example of how to use that word in a sentence.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But then it's a story.
All right.
And then it turns into a story, which everything should.
No. Yes, and in a way it does, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by stories.
Oh, so you read my second book, or you like it or not.
It's not that I read it.
This book is coming out, the encyclopedia, but this mm-hmm. is what you're referring to now as your second book.
Called Like It or Not.
Okay.
Shakespeare. Do you?
Yeah.
And then there's a question, do you like it? And it's kind of my discussion about whether or not I do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't.
On Shakespeare, no.
Mm-mm.
And
there's a twist, though.
Sneak peek, yeah. Any particular criticism you want to hit us with about it?
I think it's hard to read it.
It's fucked up. The way they talk is mm-hmm. insane.
It's stupid.
And going, what? The what?
Yeah.
Just say it.
Mm-hmm.
The way they say some shit, I'll be like, what the fuck are they saying? Someone will be like, oh, they're saying they want to get it on. And I'll be like, say it that way.
It's like, say it, don't spray it, right?
No, it's true. And they're spraying it. And Shakespeare sprayed it. It should be called Sprakespeare.
And I'll look at it and be like, this is short. And then I'll be reading and be like, that's kind of not in a way.
No.
It's actually kind of very long.
Because they're going around.
But it is short.
It looks short. You're right. But it's long as hell.
We should need to write our book together.
When we're finally connecting, and maybe we can even do our idea.
What's your idea? I need to know. Finally, I'm going to go tell me. I'll sit back and listen.
We want to do so. We always talk about what people are most famous for and what everyone is like talking about. Like, you are this person who everyone is like, Megan.
Yeah.
And so, like, you got to look at this.
Mm.
And you do these videos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, these videos, let's talk about it.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on? Because my camera don't do that.
Yeah, mine doesn't either. Yours does. It is showing you, correct?
It's showing you.
Yeah, totally.
But so I go, that's fine. I'm as funny as this. Watch this.
You're saying that to when you're watching my videos, I'm as fine as this?
I'm as funny. I go, oh, shit, he is really funny.
Yes, he can do like some really funny
stuff. I thought you guys were more serious on the show.
We can definitely be serious. Yeah. We can definitely be really serious.
We can be serious, and the show's about being serious.
And when there's like a big event, like a really sad thing that happens like in America, then we will help sort of navigate people through that.
You two said some weird stuff outside today.
It was,
but was it weird or was it actually good?
You guys were being really making me feel invaded. Not in a bad, just in an emotional way, because you guys were like, you guys were crying. You're like, what's been happening with you that's sad?
Right.
Remember?
When you had an emotional moat around you, didn't you? And we kind of formed a drawbridge with our questions.
No. I was the drawbridge. You were the little moats. You were the little waterfalls.
And it needed to feel that way for you to open up. And Hayes was the knight. And I was maybe actually like smelling.
I was the knight who's the king.
I don't know about this.
Oh, yes. I was a peasant who was chosen to become a knight and realized he was actually secretly the king.
And I was a beautiful court jester that was dancing.
Oh, and I was Dilly Dilly. So,
and I was a little frog playing the piano outside that didn't know if I should be playing my song.
We're getting slightly off topic. So, I watch your shit and I go, I could be as funny as this shit. Watch this.
Okay.
And I go to do the video and it kills my arm. And I get actually very sick because I'm trying to spin around to get in front of the camera. And every time I move, the camera moves as well. And I can't see me.
And
it's ruining a lot of my jokes.
And I'm finding that my hand, first of all, doesn't go like that at all.
Yeah.
I can I can use my other hand to make it go like that.
But then you cover it.
That one,
then you're covering it.
Covering it.
And you can't see anything. If your hand, I guess if you wanted to do a hand show.
Yeah. Then that would be easy.
Senor Wences or something. And then okay. But other than that, you're basically fucked. And so I'm going, what the hell? Can you help?
Well, did you take, this is a little bit of a, okay, should I ask them this? Or should I even tell them the secret? But have you guys even taken Dr. David's class? Or no?
So I enrolled in the class.
Yeah.
I couldn't get there. So, have you seen these,
what do you mean,
like,
you couldn't get there?
Well,
it's two in scooters, a really high, it's in a really high place.
Yeah.
But that's why they call it Heaven's Building, Heaven's Gates. It's really high up in a building. Do you mean maybe you couldn't find the elevator?
It was not only that, to even get to the building. I could see it because it's so tall.
Yeah.
I could see it from where I was.
It's right next to this building.
But the more I traveled, the further away it became.
So, for me, like, something about the name has kind of turned me off because historically my relationship with doctors is that they kind of have to come to me. And they have done that. But like,
Dr. David will go to your house. He's been over mine.
I know, but it's not. But then like I'm calling him and being like, come over. Like in general, my relationship with doctors is they're like coming and getting me.
They're seeking him out. So a lot of times he'll get cold called just by a doctor who's like, is it cool if I swing by later?
Or even sometimes no one's calling me or like someone else is calling.
That sounds
now
spooky.
The doctor.
Well, a lot of times just the doorbell.
It is kind of
the
weird.
Doorbell will ring and he'll answer. The person will go, hey, I'm a doctor.
What are they
and
doing?
And they'll just
to
come
you?
In.
What are they doing?
They're
to
picking
you
me up a lot of times and like taking me to like the like some well, like these other buildings.
Yeah.
You know? Like this is what you're talking
no,
about.
No, it's true. I find that when I've been over and the doctors have come, they're kind of bending me around. And
hey, a doctor's never seen my house. I don't know what you two little rascals are talking about. I would, if a doctor came to my house, I'd go, hands up. Hands up, you're not coming in here.
To them, you're saying hands up.
Hands up.
And
And
your hands are up when you say this.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling them to put their hands up?
Mirror
well, I'm going,
exercise.
My hands are tied, you can't come in here.
This is an interesting question, too. This is a mirror, this thing that you're doing?
The video?
Yes. The video's a mirror?
No, you need to take Dr. David's class because he will show you exactly how your phone works, whether it's an Android,
okay, we'll
whether
just
it's
do,
an iPhone.
Just do a little part of it, of the class.
Okay, well, first of all.
And we had someone really famous come in here recently and do a class. So for you to be
who
like,
is the,
this is the guy, it hasn't come out yet.
It's not like, out yet, but he's famous.
Dr. Doolittle? Who was it? Dr. Doolittle?
Dr. Doolittle. No.
Did you guys get Dennis
the
Menace?
No, it actually wasn't.
Who was it? Dennis the Menace?
No, it wasn't actually Dennis. You know what? No, it wasn't Dennis the Menace.
Well, it sounds like this place seems like Pranksville. I thought I was coming in
here.
Who are
you, Mr. Wilson?
Who'd you have? Did Dennis the Menace come in here and play a prank? So famous. Oh, I've watched your shit. You, that's what you said to me. I watched your shit, and then you want me to help you too. Lead you to the pasture of finer water? After y'all. You all want me to leave you to the pasture of finer water?
Now, that movie I did see.
Well, good, because nobody else did. That was the worst one.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, And you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
What is in the class? What's the first
part? So basically the first thing he says to us when I walk in the door is phones in a bowl. He takes the phones away
finally,
from us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He goes, take the phones away from us.
And whoever's phone you pick up, you go home with them.
Oh, God. Everything. You don't want to hear how the class goes, do you?
No, I absolutely did.
I'm so on fire right now.
Am I not allowed to guess?
If you're going to guess, you can't get to step 12, which, yeah, we do that. That's step 12, honey. Step 1's phones in a bowl. They say you don't need to be near your phone for 6 days.
This is a 12-step program class?
Yes.
On phone videos?
They say you cannot. And then what happened is we all started fighting him. Why are you taking our phones? Why are you taking our phones? We want to make videos. What he does is he pushes your head up against the wall, hits the back wall.
Wow.
All of a sudden you go, okay, and then you did better check
myself.
It hits
my back walls.
Yeah.
Phones in a bowl. He says, you can't be film. And then he goes, you can't be filming yourself unless you know yourself. And then it all hits you.
Mm.
Then you get a snack.
That's fucking me up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm majorly in my feelings right now.
I'll let you have a minute to take it in.
I'm way in my feelings.
Let you have a minute to take it in. You thought you were going to guess the steps, honey. You cannot guess what happens in Dr. David's class.
So he hurt you.
Well, he didn't really hurt me, but I mean,
it hurt a little bit.
It hurts. It hurts your ego.
Yeah.
Get ready. If you go in the class, your ego's going to be messed up.
And then no phones. So what kinds of things are you doing to do a front-facing comedy video?
You're moving.
Yes.
You're
moving. Movement exercise. Okay.
You're crying. You're saying your deepest fears, your greatest joys.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking.
And what
loud.
Are these?
He goes, if you're in a talk.
No, but for you.
Oh. Is this what this is about?
Man? I didn't think he was going to do this.
Is this what this is about?
Well, it seems weird to be like, oh, okay, we're talking about this. Okay,
yeah,
we're talking about these
years. Yeah, I lost custody of my kids 2 years ago. That's what y'all wanted to talk about.
Okay. And now I do, this is not a joke.
Thing, but.
This is not a joke, but just like, and now which one of those is it that your deepest fears or greatest joys? Because when we're talking about someone like Dennis the Menace, kids can be a handful.
No, it's true. If your kids are Dennis the Menace and you lose custody of Dennis the Menace,
you're maybe saying like, okay, finally a little peace and quiet around here. And also he's coming back.
Yeah, it's really like not like him at all to respect something like the court's decision of who he should live with.
To be honest, that is not either of them. That's just something I thought y'all were fishing to talk about. But my greatest joy.
Seems like you wanted to talk about it.
Every time I feel like he's my friend.
How loud you said it.
He punches me right in the gut again. My greatest joy is dressing.
Are you talking about him?
Mm-hmm.
Sean?
I can't remember y'all's names. Okay? Is that
Neither
Sean?
Can we.
That's Sean.
Is that Sean? Mm-hmm. Who are you? Dennis?
I'm the Hayes man.
My greatest joy in life is dressing for the day.
Mm.
And my worst fear is
That's really nice.
Wearing the wrong outfit. Walking in, not feeling like yourself. And I know your name, Sean. Sean?
Okay. And I know you.
God help us.
And I know you as well.
So you get into the class. He tells you he just explains. And what you two need to know is you need to lose the tudes, dudes, before you start filming yourself. He says if you're talking to a facing camera, you're talking to the world.
Yeah.
You don't know who's all going to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I'm watching it, when I'm watching this, what do you want me to call it?
Oh, what are you going to do? Razz me again?
No. You don't like...
Little clip.
It's like vernacular or whatever to go like when I'm watching that shit. Mm-hmm. Like I actually think it makes it sound like
Does
it's
shit
cool.
good to you? You like pooping around?
But
you
I'm
like
not doing that? That. I'm not doing that anymore. No, I don't like pooping around.
You like pooping around. I love to go pooping. I like it. I bathrooms.
That's me?
Yeah. I like trash cans.
That's me? Absolutely not. I'll tolerate a lot on this show. I actually love getting the short end of the stick on a little bit of like chop busting. But there's a limit. There has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he can actually not do it for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And so if you're going to say that to anybody that he likes doing that, he can actually go for a very long time and not do that.
Months.
You can't see him right now, but he's scrunching up his fist about to punch something. Hope it's not me.
Absolutely no. No. That's not happening on my show.
Good, thank God.
An impression of me saying I love to poop around.
Hey.
This is
put some fart
two episodes
sound effects in this.
Put some fart sound effect.
That's what you're being like.
And that was, he did not say that, Brett.
I like it, funny.
It's okay. Make sure it doesn't sound like that's my voice.
That was the guest.
I'm Sean. Megan's poopy, and I like her.
Oh, yeah. If you're Sean.
So desperate.
Then tell me something only Sean would know.
Oh, God. I'm a little weasel. I'm a little weasel. I like it, you know?
Well, what I wanted to ask, at any rate, when I'm watching your precious jewels.
Here we go.
We're there. When I'm watching it, something is happening in it where it's like skipping or it's like doing over. It's like going, there's a piece and it's still happening the same, but there's like a, it's like blinking at me.
My God, I know what this is. You two are trying to get my editing skills. That's
well, so
what's
this
happening
is actually,
for free? No thanks. That's what you want, you little god. I'm mad. I need somebody get me a smoothie.
When I'm doing it, because when I've tried to do it, Like, even when I had Hayes try to film one for me.
I just want to know that Kevin is just sitting there. Isn't that so, like, the weirdest thing? It's just, like, to hear something like that and be like, okay. But also just to be just sitting there.
I'd like a berry smoothie with a little peanut butter, but I don't want it to taste like it. Go, go.
When I'm
the peanut
doing
butter is for there. Nutrition.
Not to taste it.
It's just for taste.
Because I need protein to get through. Hell on earth. I thought this today, I thought I was going to, first of all, a movie set, Hollywood Handbook. Second of all, I thought that when I came here, I was winning a prize and it was going to be one day in heaven. Mm. But I'm looking at, well, you know what you
I
are.
I thought it was a movie set. It sounds like a book. Book's in the title.
Hollywood Handbook?
Yeah, sure.
What about that that movie, Little Black Book?
Mm. Ashton Kutcher?
With the, Brittany's...
Brittany Murphy.
And she's going, all the guys I slept with. That's what I thought this would be about. All the guys in Hollywood that I've been having.
That's what
with.
It was, a little black book. And What's Your Number was like that, too.
What's Your Number, Anna Faris? Yeah, and she doesn't want her number to go up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be too high.
Was my number? Well, you'll never find out. Mm. Unless you find the tattoo on my ankle.
So it must
it's
change.
A series of dash marks. Oh, yeah. Or like counting days in a prison cell.
So, God, I'll help you guys. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just saying, when Hayes trying to film mine, sometimes I'm like on a roll and then I go, uh-oh, I better start over. But there's no way.
Right.
There's
yes,
no way to
yes,
do that.
Yes. And then also then we'll be looking at it and it's me laughing.
Really?
That has happened more than once.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, I don't just film myself in 1 minute like y'all are doing. I film myself for 64 hours, and then I just pick out what's the best thing.
The
that's number one thing you're doing wrong.
Stuff. Okay.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've been yelling at you. I'm sorry that y'all pissed me the hell off. And now I'm ready to help you.
Okay, it doesn't sound like a real apology to me.
Yeah, the tone of it is actually sounding just as pissed as the pissed off part did.
No, I'm not mad at you, and I'm going to forgive you for what you've been doing to me.
Okay, well, and for my part, I would like to apologize.
And I would just like to say there's plenty of room for everyone mm-hmm. to be doing this business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if everyone is successful, then everyone is having a good time. And we don't have to be saying, okay, this is
it's
now
a
my...
crimson tide lifts all boats.
Yes.
Which you two have been doing so far. This is my show. This is my building. When I walked in, they looked at me and said, you better not get too comfortable in here, little girl. You're going to be going before noon.
And I actually think that is good advice.
Well, first, actually, what happened is when we walked in, you were hiding behind the counter and you went, ooh, pizza. That was the first thing that happened.
Because I found
something. And then later you said that you didn't say that.
Well, I found something. But I wasn't saying, what kind of burger should I get today? I don't know. Lettuce and tomato? I wasn't saying that. I wasn't saying, let's talk about it.
I'm going to give you some free advice.
Good, because I didn't bring my checkbook.
Well, you should always have your checkbook, so that's two pieces of advice.
You thought you were going to a Wendy's, and you didn't bring your checkbook.
No, I thought I was going to a movie set. Then when I got here, y'all were basically jizzing over Wendy's.
So you get to the front of the line at Wendy's.
They are making your food, by the way. These people start making it before they have payment in hand.
Do you think that they're making it all day? Or do you think they're making it all day?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah, that's actually is what I think.
Yeah. They're cooking it.
There is no way in hell they're cooking food all day. That would be getting old. No way. They're getting the food out of the fridge.
The fuck?
What?
Sorry, but Brett's got to get in
where
here.
I got to step in here.
And Brett's been
and this is why
patient.
I said, please don't get too comfortable.
Hey, who is that?
Little girl, which, okay.
Yes, the third white devil.
Okay,
coming
Brett.
For
you don't get
justice.
To be. Okay, a couple of things. First of all, this is what I was worrying you about getting too comfortable. Second of all, this is you are part of like a group.
No, you're at best a junior demon in training.
Well, welcome to the big show.
I get
show.
To carry a trident.
You can have a cocktail fork.
Engineer Brett, so let's do Dr. David's class.
Yeah.
And it's Engineer Brett.
I just want to say Wendy's is hot every time. It didn't just come out of the fridge.
Oh, Dave I Thomas. Thought you were on my side.
That's the thing about Wendy's is that it is never frozen. It is always very hot.
You're steaming me right now. You think a burger's sitting on the stove all day? And then somebody comes in and, no.
I'm not the one who didn't bring my checkbook
to
buy.
You write them a big fat check with a tip.
Well, I'm learning a lot then.
I often leave it blank because I trust them. I leave the number blank. I sign it. I go, you tell me what's fair.
Well, they'll say $6. You can't write that in.
Well, I say is like, go ahead and give yourself a nice tip.
So this is a – maybe you can help me with this too because sometimes I
will – 15% or so.
Right, in the two part.
You suggest what they should tip themselves?
I give them a little bit of a guideline.
15 or whatever.
Just so they don't go nuts.
So you're picking the lower end. You're not going 20.
Is that what?
Speechless. He's speechless.
Okay, and if you actually watch this show, you would not be making fun of that. If you actually watch that show.
What if show? You had seen an episode of Speechless, what? You would know that's not actually something that we ridicule.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's one of the most obvious things that I've ever even heard about.
Wait, I've never seen that. I don't have a TV.
Everyone already knew that.
That's my famous trait on the show.
Have a TV.
I'm sorry. Yeah, seats taken.
And have several seats, except this one is taken.
Yeah. I'm way in my feelings.
What has you been thinking about this, producer?
Now she wants to talk to
Brett. What have you been thinking about this? Have you been thinking they're bullying
her?
He's
not a producer. Please
do not. Thinking about what?
Well, you've been thinking that they have been hurting me? Or have you been trying to... Have you wanted to jump in and strangle these two? Or have you been going, she doesn't shut up? Which one?
Well, it's tough because I don't... I like seeing them ganged up on.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of it has been...
Over the line.
Wildly unfair.
Yeah. And some of it has been a little bit stepping on my toes and you haven't thought about it because I like pooping around.
Oh, God.
Or that's what I like to say.
This is definitely a boys' club.
And I like waterfall fights.
So Brett just clarified that he likes pooping around, but actually it's just what he likes to say. And he is faking it.
Yeah.
But then Sean wouldn't say it, but he was protecting me a little bit by getting... mad.
That's what made me so upset that I know we act kind of crazy sometimes on the show,
sometimes.
But I actually do love my friends. And Brett's probably my best friend.
Well, do you feel bad about, do you guys feel bad he's chosen?
Oh, no, absolutely. Brett is also my best friend. This is sort of a new thing. He used to have, his hair used to be a lot different, much worse.
Yeah.
But now, if you look at it, it is very cool.
Yeah, it rocks.
Also, for liking pooping around so much, it's certainly weird you don't have one bathroom in this place. I came in and said, I had to go to the bathroom, and they said, hold it. And they call me, and you call me the B word. Remember?
Beautiful.
Ring a bell. Ring a bell. Hold it, brat. You don't remember saying that?
I genuinely don't remember saying that.
Little girl.
I remember saying that, yes.
So wait, what kind of it, if you want to do a video, what is the character you're trying to do?
Me? So my characters have...
It better not be one of mine!
My characters have pretty long descriptions.
Okay.
That's like because I don't do characters really.
Oh.
So like a lot of it's in the title.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like, guy at the dog park whose dog is named Captain Beefheart, who keeps telling you about the Miami improv scene and how he finally moved to LA because his political impressions were really taking off, but he kind of can't do them anymore because they're like old. They're like from a couple elections ago, and that he was in a Denny's commercial, but it was like just online.
Well, why can't you? I'm laughing already. First of all, I'll do it.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. No, yeah. So it was like, I was just one of these. It was like, I'll come when LA calls me. I'm not calling LA. And finally, come before, get down.
And I was just filming that. And now it's been uploaded to Twitter.
Okay.
It's that fast?
It's that fast.
God, it is so
slow. You saw how I was holding up my phone or no?
It takes forever.
And second of all, you don't need to put all that in the title, honey.
You don't think so, but.
Because you can tell
with
your movements.
I do this, like, kind of psycho bunny character. This, like...
Oh, no!
This like it is like it is like
it's scary, but it's funny.
It's this scary like, little bunny that's like cute, but it's like
he's just he's, like sick
I'm
in
on
the head.
My meds. And, like I'm like such a, and I'm like holding a knife and I'm like, look out.
Yeah.
It's like really.
And he does this laugh. I can't do it, but it's
do
like,
it, do
no,
it.
I can't either. But like
it, do it, do it.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I actually can't do it. But I did do like I did do it once. Mm-hmm. And so this is the problem with these things. It doesn't save. It doesn't save.
I think it's the way y'all are using your phones. What kind of phones do you have? A flip?
Well,
you got a flip phone.
I'm between phones currently.
Well, that's problem number one. You need to be in you can't be in between phones if you're trying to upload a video.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I didn't think I was going to get laughed at for that.
in between phones.
My phone was in a really bad accident.
Just get another. What do you mean between phones? So you don't have one? So what, you've been, what have you been filming on? Popsicle stick? Well, have y'all been filming on a popsicle stick?
Again, I didn't necessarily think I'd be mocked or like ridiculed for
and
it.
And he just said his phone was in a really bad accident. And like, if that happens to someone.
Zero concern.
And they're like, someone that you know is like hurting at the hospital, you don't just like get another one.
So is your phone in the hospital? He's hooked up to an IV. That's a sketch. Oh God. A phone in hospital hooked up to an IV. Nurse, come here. My app's starting downloading.
It is a sketch. And I am
going to,
but that's for him. So that's his story. And it's not for you to do. It is a sketch.
If and when my phone makes a full recovery, I will be putting it on SNL. It's not apple juice. It's electricity juice.
I can see that as a series. I can see that as a series. He has a girlfriend. Oh, well, what could the girlfriend be? Oh, God, you know. He
and
so, have a
and
girlfriend.
Again, this is actually his story. And this is like.
Yeah.
When oh, I got it. I'm an iPad. Oh, honey, your girlfriend's here. It's an iPad.
Yeah. That's better than what I had, but.
What did you have?
His girlfriend was like just a. I don't want to say it now. It was a mechanical pencil. But iPad's so much closer, like.
And you do, like, use it to, like, sometimes write stuff out.
Yeah, I know, but I, even when I did it, yeah. I knew, like, this doesn't make sense. And also, pencil, like, is.
It doesn't make sense to me. I'm still going, why did he pick? To be honest, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm going, why did he pick that? A mechanical pencil. It's not even electric.
Thing. You can.
In the first draft,
why, so they, why would two they be candles. Dating? Why would they be dating?
There are little holes in the back that you can put a mechanical pencil in, but again, the, like, the whole gender element of it is.
It's what made foul. You think little, about yeah. that, though? What made you think about
a mechanical
of all the
pencil?
Thing it could have been? That was like something I would least likely pick.
Yeah.
Not to be mean. I'm
well, in the original draft, it was two candles, and then I realized I only had one.
So a threesome, two candles?
The two candles was pervert. The girlfriend. Yeah.
Perverted.
Yeah. Well.
Threesome.
I'll take the hit. Yeah. It was kind of a kinky idea
I didn't know
on
you
my
were
part.
Writing pornography. You know, Twilight's actually pornography. For it's a.
You've been this. We you fucking talked about this for an hour and a half before we started the show, and I was like, okay, get it out of your system.
And that's what's like, so weird about like this. Everything that you've mentioned about that we were saying before the show, and to not bring that up.
Like we barely.
Maybe
got
you
a
were
word
hoping
in.
That we would say like, okay, well you
waiting.
Were talking about this for so long.
It is pornography. Like, it was written. Oh wait.
Yeah, everybody knows about that.
Well, it's written to be pornography.
Yes. That's what we were saying the whole time. Yes.
Well,
we
I
agree
thought you were
with
talk
you.
About
everybody
it.
Everybody knows about this.
There's so many entryways to be talking about it. I thought, well, God, they're not going to bring it up till the cows come home. I better say something.
Do you know those? Okay.
He's upset. Look at him.
No, I'm just going over like all the beats of the sketch now where I'm like,
what else happened?
The doctor was like a bottle of Pacifico. Like,
why?
I don't have a great answer for that. Like, that's why I'm upset, is I'm just going like, oh, this is like
and like
not
the mechanical pencil can fit in there.
You're disgusting. You keep thinking about the sex part of it.
Well, that sometimes this can be funny. Woody talked about this. Like this kid, like we can laugh about this.
It's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
No, it's
y'all
true.
Are in the wrong There's business. A potential. I'll tell you that. Y'all are should be in the Playboy business. I boobies. Tight waist, fat ass.
Well, that's then that is what the two candles kind of were for me.
little ways.
The wicks were nipples.
Said Don Pardo.
It's Saturday Live with Little Waist.
Hollywood Handbook.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Handbook.
Thanks for making me laugh again.
I was just thinking this was really nice. That can be really nice.
I finally feel like I found two people that mean the most to me. And my best friend. I know that we've had a rocky ride, but you fight when you love someone.
No, yes. It's true. It's only because I care so much that I've been screaming at you.
I've been pinching my leg this whole time, trying to calm me down like a horse.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, no, this is another thing that I wanted to dig in on more, but we had to start the show. Why does that make the horse so calm to pinch them?
He can't believe he's alive anymore. He can't believe he's on.
Oh, so the horse thinks he's dreaming.
Yeah.
Yes.
He goes, somebody so pinch me, like, I'm getting rode by this one.
Pinch me.
You know how the phrase, pinch me, I'm dreaming?
Yeah.
Horses say, pinch me, I'm alive. You know?
Okay, so, but then in that case... All right.
Is this like a Bojang Horseman thing?
It's like,
that's
have you never pinched a horse before?
Have you done that?
I've not hurt an animal, let's be clear. But a little tiny tickle, a little tiny, you need to be calm.
It's more of a squinch than a pinch.
Did you ever do Bojack Horseman or did you ever do Animals, HBO Animals?
Have I ever done them?
Yes. Have you ever done the show? That's what we
said. What are you talking
about? This is enough.
Are you talking about set? Are you saying
I'm sorry, no. And you accused him of being obsessed with it when actually we were talking about a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, have I been on the show? Have I been on the show, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was the leader. The leader. I was one of the leads. They brought me in for a voiceover, and I'm really good at it. Because you don't have to memorize lines. That's a hard part of my brain can't remember. That doesn't matter.
You can look at it.
How do you learn all those lines? Mm-hmm. That's another reason Shakespeare sucks.
Oh, yeah. Bringing it back to the hymn, huh?
I did bring it back to the hymn.
Seems like
we will do that. We will do that sometimes. We'll take something that happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll.
I bet he can't
wait
to bring up poop again. You know.
Wow.
And then
it was
you're
very nice
me of doing it. But actually, if you even and we can play the tape back because we're recording this, if you really listen, You're the one who brought up poop again.
And you're the one who said you wanted more bathrooms to poop in. You're like, if there's only one bathroom here.
Well, here's the thing. I'll never listen to this because it will be giving me flashbacks to war today. Although we're coming out on top as best friends, but I don't want to remember the things you've said earlier to me. I hope there wasn't a recorder when I walked in. Hope you didn't record.
I'd like Hayes to get at least one front-facing camera video done before we have to leave. I do think that it's only fair. Well,
one that actually saves. One that actually is, like, finished. You can see me.
Because his Psycho Bunny stuff, I honestly think, should be actually a full movie.
I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something.
Crying. Good. No. Tell me.
I don't record them myself.
Okay.
That's a big reveal. I've been trying to hide it from you. I don't record them myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't ever known how to record myself.
Okay.
Somebody little does it for me.
Megan.
Oh, Megan.
He's 10.
I get it.
He's my 10-year-old little mister, and he's kind of like an intern. He does it on. He just knows phones. I go to his, and his parents help too. I go to a family's house and they film me.
So I have always kind of suspected this, and can I share
the dad gets why? Involved. They all kind of work together to film me. The Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Manhattan, Brooklyn.
So I always kind of suspected because you seem so happy,
mm-hmm. and you're holding up big balloons.
Yes, and you seem so like comfortable with this family, and you and like you're so safe while you're doing this. And I think that's why people are responding to this.
Yes.
And they're saying like,
No, you guys, it's
awful.
I
want to share this with people. No, it's like,
he's
nice.
He's upset. He's been lied to. Look at him.
Well, because maybe he doesn't have like.
I don't have a family.
They're
to
not
film
my
me.
Family. You could
There's not a family that films me. And it's not for lack of trying. I'll say that.
Mm.
I've gone
David's
to a
class.
Lot of people's houses. Mm-hmm. If Dr. David's class can help me, then that's great. Because I have other ideas for characters, obviously, that are like really, really good.
Here's the thing. You don't even have to have ideas. All the ideas are the dad's.
The dad comes up with the ideas.
The dad pitches them. The son. And I'm not kidding you. The son films me and the mom cleans up after. I don't know what to say. And that's more of a traditional thing, but she wants to do it. She does the costume too.
I want to do some, like, some of these ones I've seen that are so good are these, like, slice of life. Like, it's, like, me when I'm trying to open a jar.
I've never seen that.
Oh, and then it's, like, this is me when I'm doing, like, me when I'm trying to finish the end of a jar.
What do you mean that? Finish an end? Finish, like... What do you mean by that?
The end is the last food. Get the rest. That's the end of the jar.
A jar of what? Bugs? What do you finish?
Well, some places you can do that. And it's not, again, like, it's okay.
I think you thought you were being funny when you said a jar of bugs.
But it shows you haven't traveled anywhere.
Yeah.
You want me to help you hook you up with
your
a community?
Ignorance fell out. Your
oh
ignorance
God!
Is
here I am trying to help y'all. I broke down my barrier for you, showing you I don't do the videos. I don't do this stuff.
Can I say? And this is also such an LA New York thing because that is actually how it works here. Where like you go to a thing and like the director is the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's saying like, "Here's an idea.
Here's a jar
for you.
Finish it off."
And the film set is a family here. It's always a big family.
So you're
family.
Okay with
it. And the
lying.
Cameraman is Little Mister, and he's saying, "Here we go."
He's saying, "Here it is."
Yes.
He does say, so, "Here we go," when he's ready. He goes, "Here we go."
Yeah. And the producer—that's mom, because she's got clean up after.
Yeah, she cleans up after. Yeah. So it's okay that I've lied to the public. I tried Dr. David's class. He's kicked me out, honey. The 36 days. He said, "You're gone."
Yeah.
He looked at me one morning. I'm getting ready for warm. So he goes, "You're gone.
36 days.
Bye bye."
How many? And so you got to do how many of these days?
36.
Oh, you after 36 days, mm-hmm. it was over for you.
He goes, "Bye bye." He didn't tell me what I did, but I think it was the prank the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing.
Do you have? I mean, I feel like now we've talked almost too much about front-facing camera videos. Do you have any other books or movies? Because
yeah,
yeah, because you. seem to want songs. To keep talking about that.
Are you, God.
You're like morning radio show still going?
Well, yeah. Honey, you haven't listened to Sunrise Sunset.
I don't get it out here. I don't get it out here.
You don't get Sunrise Sunset?
It's really, like, doesn't come through very clearly.
No,
so, like,
yeah.
We get it, but it's, like, very static.
I don't know if it's on your end or mine, but it's very hard to hear.
Well, you certainly know about it.
Yes.
Don't, yeah. So you don't, well, you don't like it? You don't, you literally don't get the channel Sunshine.
I've tried to listen to it here. Yeah. It sounds here very bad, and I assume the problem's on our end and not your end.
Well, I hope to God. Because I'll tell you what, our production team's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You would be unbelievable. We record that show every day from 6 a.m. to 14. And honey, I'll be honest with you. We don't take breaks.
For what?
Lunch, nothing. We go
for
straight
that
through.
Long?
Wow.
Every damn day. Sorry for cursing.
No.
Bleep me out. Bleep me out. Every damn fucking day. Bleep that out.
Dude,
bleep that
but
out.
No, dude, honestly, you can like you can even
off.
Do
we
more
say
than
the nastiest shit.
Yes.
You can actually
go. Oh, really? I can tell you that our asses are raw by the end. I'm not kidding you. I start bitch. I'm not kidding you. Our fucking asses are raw. Bleep that
from
out. I actually don't like me
from
doing
that. A radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The chairs are fucked up.
Well, if they're I could pay money to see a chair that wasn't in a different shape in that building. There's no walls either. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you were. No, yeah, but you don't take a break from the whole time.
We don't take a break. So one day, I'm telling you, one day an intern said, should we break for lunch? And everyone went, oh! At the same time.
Mm.
Break for lunch. This
but that
world,
could
man.
Be funny to do on the show. Like these characters mm-hmm. coming in and out on the show.
We're not
like
characters.
That's part of it. No, but I'm saying like you've got this like.
No.
This little crew of like wacky weirdos that are like coming through and being like, what's up?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Are you
like
trying to get on the show?
Absolutely not. But look.
Well, y'all have your own show.
No,
and
we
so
do.
That's actually what I was trying to say before.
We were getting at that.
That this is actually my own show.
Yeah. It's
yours.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what time do you work till? Four until? And two. And what time do you work
We do it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time of ever?
The show's happening.
Now, but
yes.
You said, and then when does it now?
Show's happening the whole time. Because somebody might, you always have to be thinking about somebody might be listening at any time.
Yeah.
Somebody might want to be like, okay, I'm going to listen to this. So you have to be like,
I have
okay.
a responsibility to not only my fans, but also my enemies.
Because they might turn it on.
Because if they turn it on, I need to be there for them.
Saying?
And you can't be like, they turn it on, you can't be like, oh, sorry, you want to, like, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Have you ever
I have to do this right now?
Oh, hello, didn't see you there.
No, you that you can do. That's funny, but in, like, a way that, like, is intent where they know that, like, you, of course, you were ready.
You can't be actually surprised because you do it. Yeah.
Have you thought about doing a bit? I can't find my headphones.
I thought about I didn't think about that, but I thought about doing.
We did it not like that, but like.
Not that, but I thought about doing a similar one. And the same guy actually is going like, he keeps going like, hey, what came out first, Scream or Scary Movie?
Which
he
one
can't
did?
Figure out. He
which
goes,
one
which,
did?
He goes, which one? Which one came out first? Do you know? He goes, remember when the Budweiser commercial ripped off Scary Movie? They did the What's Up stuff? Wasn't that weird? Like, wasn't Scary Movie pissed?
You know what's weird is I actually designed the masks in that movie.
Which
That's
one?
Not weird to me at all. That's not weird to me at all. What parts? Get to the weird part.
In Scary Movie?
Well, get to the weird part.
Well, I designed them and I wore them. I was in the movie.
And I'm still waiting
and I can't wait till you get to what's weird about it. Because
we actually have to wrap up pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we're almost done with the show.
So if we could get to the weird part.
There was a big accident on set.
Uh-huh.
I'm not allowed to talk about it, but there was a lot of different animals and different. And they said that halfway through the movie, they had to fire me because I did. And then so the mask, but you're watching.
They had to fire you for designing the mask halfway
through the movie. So if you watch halfway, there's a little different shading on some of the mask. And, you know, well, I couldn't deny that what I did was really different than everyone else was what they were doing. But I don't regret a single thing. No one got hurt.
No, it's important. No regrets.
But I thought, keep the mask, you know?
At least keep the mask. Like, if fire you.
Yeah. I wouldn't
fire
like
me all
to,
day long.
But keep the mask. Please keep the mask. I was doing prayer hands. They can't see me on here.
Don't take it out on the mask.
Yeah.
Just if I made a big accident on set with animals and stuff.
I didn't make a big accident. I didn't poop all over the set.
This is the second episode in a row where someone won't stop talking about this.
And we will separate
Well, is that person you? Is that person you? You're the one that can't stop? The second person. Yeah, it's you, bud. Look in the mirror, honey.
Not what I said.
Do a front-facing video and see your front face lying.
Didn't say that.
By the way, y'all.
And so this is what you do is you convince people that your videos are a mirror. And then you say something. And I knew this is what you were doing.
And this is
because
what
I will be looking
about.
At it being like, I'm doing this. And you're like, basically like, yeah, you are. But it is you. It was you.
Yeah, you two really caught me. Bring the police and tie me up, huh? That's what you two want me to go to jail? Yeah, I'm looking at two sinners, and I thought, I'm not kidding. You guys are sinners. Sitting Good. Around town in I'm the glad. City of law, the city of lawless sins, the city of lawless, the devil's city. Don't come to LA. That's what they say. Don't come to LA if you don't want to. If you want to keep your soul, that's what you two are soulless. How about that movie? I'm writing a movie about you. Two people that try to
just talk about that promote that one last movie and then because, and then
the other movie that I did.
Yes,
I'm too selfish to have kids. That one.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.